Good morning. This is Scott from Milford, New Hampshire. It's Wednesday, March 10th. It is another sunny day here in Milford. It's currently only around 38 degrees, but should again skirt with 40. It's been doing this for a few days now. It's been really nice. It's melting all the snow in our yard. Unfortunately, at this point in the game, all that does is reveal all the dead grass that's underneath it. We'll need another few weeks for it to really green up nicely. I just got done dropping the girls off at middle school and the boys off at their elementary schools. Michelle is out of the house for the rest of the day. She's over at Nashua Oncology receiving her 14th of 16 chemotherapy sessions. In 2 weeks from today, she'll have her very last one. We are quite excited to see when that ends. I did my taxes finally this weekend. One of the things that annoys me about this particular one, well, there's a few things. One has to do with when I left AMD, I received a small allotment of stock, nothing you could really even buy a computer with, but still it made the record keeping very messy and hard to keep track of. And it's like a lot of things in life where 5% of the issues or 5% of the taxes or less took up, 80% of my time trying to get that all straightened out. The bulk of my income was relatively straightforward. But we will be getting refunds from both the Fed and the state of Massachusetts, since even though I live in New Hampshire, I work in Massachusetts sometimes. And once we get those settled, we will finally start looking in earnest to replacing our year 2000 Odyssey with something new, perhaps a 2010 Sienna or Odyssey or something similar. I'd like to buy a Ford minivan, but I don't think they make them anymore from what I can tell. The only annoying thing about taxes besides that was the fact that we didn't get full credit on our child tax credits. I didn't realize that they taper off at some point. And so even though, technically it's like $1,000 per child and we should get $5,000 tax credit for these five children, we actually, in effect, only got roughly half that. And the other thing was that our long-standing Battle Warrior printer, it's a Brother laser printer that we got about 10 years ago, finally gave up the ghost in the middle of printing my Massachusetts tax forms. I e-filed the government ones, but I cannot e-file the Massachusetts ones due to a technicality of income apportionment between what was earned in New Hampshire and what was earned in Massachusetts that requires you do paper filing. So sure enough, my kids and wife print stuff on that printer every day. The one time that I actually want to do something on it and do something of relative importance, that's when the printer dies. Did a little Googling, found out it's not a simple fix. Maybe next weekend I can rip it apart and try and clean out some of the gears and motors and re-lubricate them, and maybe it'll come back to life. But in the meantime, I ordered another printer, did some Amazoning around, trying to figure out what would be a good model, and in the end, went with more or less the same company that we did last time. My old one was a Brother printer, and this new one that we installed last night was a Brother printer as well. Other than that, I do need to get back to work. I'm going to be porting some graphics diagnostic tests from the last generation of the Qualcomm 3D graphics processor over to the one that we are working on now, and let them try and exercise new features of the core, actually features of the core that should work already because a lot of it is borrowed from the last gen. Once we get those up and running, then I can worry about writing diagnostics for it, the incredible number of new features that go in the core. But first things first, make sure all the old stuff still works. Other than that, you all take care and have a great day. Bye.